This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Jim Fry of Kentik. Jim, thank you for joining me today.
Pleasure to be here.
So first of all, what is Kentik?
Kentik is a big data-based SaaS solution for monitoring computer networks, for providing visibility and then doing analytics to help with turning sort of telemetry that comes from networks into some good, solid, actionable intelligence for monitoring and for planning.
So in a community that has a lot of people sort of looking at this problem, the first distinction I'm hearing is that you're cloud-based.
That's right. That's right. We've taken a look at a lot of the solutions out there. And one of the things we were hearing before launching the company is a lot of folks are at a point where they're willing to embrace SaaS. They're willing to look to the cloud for solutions, especially when it comes to complex applications and application stacks. And by the way, that includes network management and monitoring tools.
So there was a major announcement from Cisco before Cisco Live regarding Cisco Tetration Analytics. And you were quoted as saying, this is a watershed moment. And I want to understand what you meant by that.
Well, yes, this was mid-June. Cisco made this announcement. And it was really a big step for Cisco to really address on a commercial basis and a commercial offering their own, their own packaging of a big data technology, really positioned as applied to the IT infrastructure monitoring space. Now, for them, it's something that they're going to take advantage of some of their proprietary technology within the Cisco infrastructure equipment, the Nexus switches, as well as an agent that can add more telemetry into that backend by being deployed on servers that are probably going to be hosted on their UCS infrastructure, but doesn't have to be, for providing really kind of granular visibility about what's going on inside a data center. So we really feel like that's a watershed moment, partly because it's the first really large IT and networking vendor who has said, this is important enough to us that we're not going to leave it just to our ecosystem partners to go fill these gaps for us. We're going to actually go after this directly ourselves. We think our customers need a big data architecture to deal with this because the volume of data that's coming out of these infrastructure systems is massive. And we need really some advanced data processing and analytics to find the actionable intelligence and details within all that telemetry. So that sort of combination of big data applied to, you know, monitoring IT infrastructure, networking in this case in particular, was wonderful for validating the same sort of proposition that we as a small startup have been trying to bring to the market. Kentik is fairly unique, as you caught this on the way in. We were the first to come to market with that combination of big data and delivered as software as a service, specifically addressing the network operations, the network monitoring, a little bit of security, and network engineering use cases. So we were glad to see Cisco sort of validate the fact that this is a viable and useful approach to this set of problems.
So, yeah, let's drill into that a little bit deeper. If this is happening with Cisco, then why will people need Kentik's solution?
Well, great question. So we still feel like this is mostly complementary because Kentik today, most of our customers are using us not to look inside their data centers, although we can do that. Mostly they're using us to watch what's going on at the edge of their networks, and in particular, what's going on at the touch points they have between their infrastructure and the internet, and or maybe their infrastructure and what they have already are using or have placed in the cloud. So this is mostly service providers or those sort of commercial organizations that rely very heavily on the internet to do their business. So, for example, we have customers who are transit providers and ISPs, and they want to make sure that the service quality that are provided to their customers is good. But they're watching, you know, the services, the sort of telco-level services they're providing. That's really not what Tetration does. Another group is web commercial properties like Yelp and Box and Pandora, who rely very heavily on the internet to be highly available and highly performing so that they can reach their customers, their customers can reach them. So this is more of an inside-out view instead of an outside-in view that Tetration is designed to provide. So for the most part, we're going to be complementary wherever we run into Tetration, but we're also, you know, providing that sort of outside in view. Another thing that we're doing that's a little different from Cisco today. Now this could change. Cisco solution today is really only designed to work with Cisco gear. And today it only works with internal data center network switches, the Nexus line of switches. We're a multi-vendor solution by nature. We take flow from Cisco equipment. And by the way, we monitor a lot of Cisco-based networks, but we also take information from some of the other router vendors and switch vendors out there, guys like Juniper and Brocade and Arista and whatever other the mix is. We have a mishmash of other things out there too. So we don't feel like we're in a position to say, you must use Cisco in order to use the Kentik solution. We'd much rather be agnostic and allow our customers to make those decisions based on whatever criteria they have and just slip in and say, fine, we will accept data from any of those types of sources and still provide our monitoring and analytics on top of that.
So, Jim, your service is pure SaaS. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Almost all, well, actually, as of today, all of our existing customers are consuming what Kentik provides via software as a service model. So they're running, we have a cloud backend that we actually build up and host, and people are basically using a subscription approach to send us their telemetry, and then they use a web portal and our APIs to get the data back out. We have an ability to do an on-premises deployment, sort of like Tetration, but today the vast majority of our solutions today are actually SaaS. That's a little different from Tetration. Tetration is designed to be installed on-premises using a prescribed configuration of Cisco UCS systems in a data center to look on the inside.
So you're offering basically a cloud-based approach to then working with what Cisco's introducing. And then can you help me understand what the gap is? In other words, if I just go and use Cisco Tetration Analytics and I don't come to Kentik, what am I missing?
Well, that gap could be significant because the upfront investment to start with Tetration is several million dollars. So it will not be something that's addressable or reachable by any but the largest organizations out there. On the other hand, we start at a couple thousand dollars a year. So you can sign up for our service and just use it to monitor a small infrastructure or just a small part of an infrastructure with no problems. And that's one of the beauties of having this SaaS-based approach is we have an ability to scale down to a very, very cost-effective entry point.
So, Jim, could you give me an idea of who your customers are?
Sure. We have a number of different types of organizations who have been taking advantage of our solution. I mentioned a little bit before, we have both service providers. These would be internet service providers. They could be cloud hosting providers. They could be network transit providers, internet exchange companies. But then we have a whole host of commercial organizations that rely heavily on the internet. So these are web content providers. They could be streaming audio and video providers. They could be ad tech providers, for instance, who serve up web-based ads very, very commonly, use our service. Gaming companies as well. Anyone who relies on the internet heavily to deliver their service can take advantage of what we do and get some real value out of it. Now, within those organizations, there's also a couple of different teams that tend to take advantage of what we do. We were really built from the ground up to be a tool for the network operations and engineering teams. Our founders all have very rich and long histories in building and operating networks. And so, you know, we like to joke about this. They looked for the right kind of solution for keeping up with the increasing scale of networks and the increasing volume of telemetry you can get from them and be able to do that in real time. And they couldn't find a tool when they were operating networks. So they founded Kentik and built the tool they wish they had. So that was really where we started from, was addressing the needs of network operations for real-time monitoring of activity, as well as in a really rich data set for doing detail, evidence-based network engineering and planning, capacity planning, peering analysis, those sorts of things. Now, along the way, one of the things we found we were very good at, because we're operating on flow data and flow records, we're very good at recognizing things that are unusual on the network, and some of those are security-related use cases. So we have a lot of security operations people who also take advantage of watching the portals and the feeds and the alerts that come from our system. And the biggest use case we've had to date, or most common, has been recognizing things like denial of service attacks. Volumetric denial of service attacks, DDoS attacks, show up very clearly and very succinctly in the monitoring views that we have. And what we have found, and what we've been very pleased to find, is that the solution we put together, the technology we put together, has achieved much higher rates of accuracy, both in terms of lower false positives and lower false negatives on detecting DDoS attacks than a lot of the existing tools out there, the biggest name tools you can think of. And so we've got a lot of folks who tell us, wow, once I put Kentik Detect service in place, now I'm catching attacks that I didn't before, and I'm not getting alerts on the ones that really weren't attacks in the first place. So that combined with now partnering with some of the tools out there that will help you mitigate those attacks and deal with them and remove them as a threat to the availability and efficiency of your network, provides a more complete solution on that DDoS side. So we spend a lot of time talking about that. And going forward, we expect we'll add more anomaly detection or, security scenario detection within our automated analytics.
Jim, should I try to do this on my own?
Well, a lot of the folks that we talk to and end up delivering our solution to have tried that. Some people are successful with that because most people are starting to, and most organizations are starting to accumulate some experience with big data architectures. They've worked with Hadoop, they've worked with Mongo, they work with, some other, the Apache distributions. And, there's a lot of open source tools out there that can help be a front end to that. And then there are others that can be used to dig through the data. And a lot of people have spent time trying to build, a good functional big data oriented or big data centered approach to managing all of the data. And what we find is that they can get something up and started and standing, but the challenge that they run into is keeping it up and running, keeping it adapted to the changing needs, keep generating new views for whatever question they want to ask today. That's a non-trivial challenge. And so a lot of folks that we talk to look at what we do and they say, oh, I can build that. But sure enough, 6 or 8 or 12 weeks later, they're back saying, that was really hard. Can you show us again what you're doing? And they end up becoming our customers because we built our platform to take care of all of the details of the big data architecture in the background. And then we also built a very, very flexible front end. You can learn more by coming to our website. We are www.kentik.com. Lots of info there. And also, because we're a SaaS vendor, you can sign up for a free trial. And we usually can stand people up and have them seeing the results of sending us data within even as little as 10 to 15 minutes.
It's the beauty of the cloud, isn't it?
Making it flexible enough that you don't end up creating a big management and administrative and development nightmare by trying to build it yourself. Let us have the nightmares and, let's just let you enjoy all the results.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for giving me a very brief overview today of what's happening at Kentik and how you guys are sort of adding value to Cisco's move on Tetration Analytics. Where can we learn more?
It sure is.
Yeah, you get going right away.
Indeed. That's the best part of it.
That's a great idea. So you can sign up and sort of give it a bit of a test drive and find out if it's for you.
Absolutely. We welcome that, of course.
Well, that's great. Well, I look forward to our next podcast and learning more. Thanks very much.